And finally, Wired Magazine is reporting that the Cosmos 1 solar sail is missing shortly after its launch from a Russian nuclear submarine. The $4 million Cosmos 1 spacecraft blasted off atop a converted Russian missile at approximately 12:46 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, but ground tracking stations failed to pick up its signal after an initial burst of data, according to mission controllers. Monday's correspondent Mark Miller has interviewed Chief Scientist Advisor Igor Shmekel. Mark, take it away.
Thanks, Carl. Well, as you know, Professor Igor Shmekel of the Solar Sail Institute, a nonprofit solar sail watchdog operation, was brought in earlier today to help find the missing spacecraft. Professor Shmekel, in addition to being an expert in solar sail communication technology, also happens to hold a doctorate's degree in failed launchings from Russian nuclear submarines.
Oh, really? I didn't realize you could get a degree in something that specific.
Neither did I, Carl. Neither did I.
Oh, well, let's hear the interview then, Mark.
Right. Well, Carl, as you can imagine, Professor Shmekel has had a very, very busy day today, and he's had limited time to speak to members of the press corps.
You didn't get the interview, did you?
Well, actually, I did. In fact, I got two interviews. They're just not the hard-hitting journalistic gold that I'm normally accustomed to delivering on this show.
Okay.
Jeff, can you play back the interviews with Shmekel?
Yeah, just a sec.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Shedley. This is Mark Miller from...
No way! I'm busy!
That was the first interview. The second one's a little better. Jeff, can you play back the second interview?
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Smooky. Mark Miller here from Monday.
I told you to go away! I'm busy saving the future of space exploration!
Mark?
Yes, Carl?
That was it?
Yes, Carl. Now, that was like 2 hours ago. I'm thinking maybe he's had a chance to add a martini and some Quaaludes since then.
Yeah, let's give him a call now.
What, right now, live on the show?
Yeah, sure, man. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hang on a second. I got to mute out the phone while I'm dialing the number.
Hello?
Mr. Shekel, this is Mark Miller from Mondays. We're recording live right now. Can I talk to you for the briefest of moments?
Hello, Mr. Miller. What can I do for you?
So, Mr. Shmekel, the initial reports coming in today stated that a burst of data was received from Cosmos 1, and then a few minutes later, communications totally went dark, effectively making the solar sail a $4 million hunk of dead metal lost in space.
Well, the name is Shmekel, and no, the solar sail isn't lost at all. We now know exactly what is going on, but I must confess that before yours truly was brought on board, the other alleged scientists were using things like Ouija boards and magic eight balls to locate the thing.
You know, that all sounds very optimistic, Mr. Shmekel, but do you have any evidence at all that...
Hey! Four!
What's going on?
Nine!
Excuse me, Mr. Shmekel? What are you doing?
I'm receiving a 9 transmission from the Cosmos 1 using a 4, a set of biopulic transfabulators in a 2 series. Gee! That have been surgically 9 implanted into my 4 brain shortly before I 4 came on board. 9!
Gee, Mr. Shmekel, that's... That's amazing. I've never heard of a
biopulic
transfabulator before.
Nine.
How does that work?
Marge, did you get that last 9? All right, honey, that's all for now. Mr. Miller, well, I'm afraid that your Monday's audience is far too pedestrian to ever grasp the intricate science behind the serial biopulic transfabulated cranial implants.
Oh, come on, give us a chance. I mean, what are you saying, Mr. Shmekel?
All right, I'll simplify it so it fits nicely inside your pea-sized cranium. Okay, so let's say you and I are playing tag. You're it, and I'm the receiver. And instead of running away from you, I run toward the other players, and they don't think that I'm it, and they easily get tagged. And then they just stand there, and the real it, which is you, catches them off guard and tags them. not knowing who is in it, they just sit down and cry. And when they cry, the other guy hears it, and that is essentially a transfabulated circuit right there.
So it's like a game of tag, then?
No, it's not a game. Did I say it was a game?
Well, you said that we were playing tag, and...
Who?
You.
Me what?
You said we were playing tag.
Kevin!
Mr. Schmeckel, we were talking about playing tag.
Yes, I said, let's say you and I are playing tag.
Right.
I didn't say the serial biopulic transfabulated cranial implants are playing a game.
Well, no.
Like I'm dealing with a 1980 technology here. You have the storage capacity of a transistor. You understand English, or perhaps you might prefer I speak another tongue, like Cro-Magnon cave talk.
No, actually, English would be fine. So, what does the message say?
What message? Oh, yeah, the message. Well, the message is being decrypted using the latest cryptography methodologies, being applied with the help of the scientific method, and using 400 massively parallel 4440-44 computer processors and a 10x40 matrix, we're able to piece together the data in an OLAP cube, which in turn will feed a Euroseptic freeing algorithm that I developed in my San Jose laboratory, which was loosely based on the work of 19th century Danish physicist Heilig Adankazan.
I see. And what does the message say?
Who cares what it says? The thing is speaking to us. Nine! Marge! Did you get that?
Okay, well...
Nine!
Well, Carl,
Seven!
I don't know exactly what we just learned there, but...
Nine!
Back to you.
Catch an hour of Freaky Geek Speak every week at mondays.wap.com. Mondays, what Sunday threw up.